Hi, friends. I'm Anna McKenna. I'm a mom, a partner, an entrepreneur, and an Army veteran, and I'm totally dedicated to helping others evolve into the next best version of themselves. My vibe is straightforward and practical, and I'm all about community. I'm here to bring you information, inspiration, and actual tools you can really use to improve your life, no matter where you're at in your journey. If you are ready to talk mindset, wellness, money, business, relationships, and so much more, well, you're in the right place. This is Better Life School with Anna McKenna.
Okay, so when I first started this presentation, the idea was not to kind of show you this highly edited video or anything like that. So as everything I do, I'm just going to kind of give you the down and dirty. So you have to kind of forgive the whole no makeup thing and just kind of go along with it. So what I'm going to do here is show you how I inject. Now, people might do it differently. I could get comments that are like, you're not supposed to do it that way. All I can do is just share with you how my doctor showed me to do it and how I do it every week and how it's worked. So the first thing that a lot of people do is take a little alcohol wipe and just kind of make sure that the area that they're going to inject is clean and disinfected. So I just kind of open it up and I just wipe the area that I am planning on injecting. I have always done mine in the stomach. Some people do theirs in the back of the arm. Some people do theirs in their thighs. And there's some discussion to be had about whether or not that is the best way to do it. So what I do, I just take the little area and I'll show you my chubby belly later. And I just kind of wipe the area clean to make sure that where I am going to inject is sanitized. So then I take my pen and I happen to be using Ozempic. I think the pens for Wegovy and Mounjaro and many other medications are different, and that's totally cool. All I can show you is what I have, and I'm sure that they are very similar pens. But the thing that I like to do is make sure that I pull it out of the fridge. And we talk about refrigeration in some of my other modules, but I like to pull it out of the fridge because it kind of burns if it's cold, super cold, going into my skin. So I have my pen right here. I have my needle right here in this little thing. And I just get prepared to inject. Take the cap off. And I'll tell you, it's kind of funny because this was what I was most scared about. I was like terrified thinking that the needle was going to be, you know, this big, and it isn't. And I don't think any of the pens are really that dramatic. So I just take the needle, I screw it on, I pull it off, I take the other little protective cap off, and you can prime this in many ways to make sure that it is showing a little bit of droplet on the end. But if you want to go to on the Ozempic pen anyway, the one that I have right now is a 4mg pen. You can go to the little line with two dots and give it a little squirt to make sure that it is dispensing. But usually I see it right away at the very top of the needle. The needle is literally like so tiny. So then I just scroll to whatever my dosage is. There's a little MG side on the side that shows me. And then I just stand up. I take a little bit of my chubby belly. I pinch it. And I inject. And you probably heard right there the little clicks going through. That is the medication that is being dispensed. I hold it in there for a few minutes. I think most people count to like six. And then I just removed the needle and didn't feel a thing the whole time.
Hey friends, Anna here from the Girls Girl Pod. Are you ready to get your shit together for real in 2024? Are you really ready to go from overwhelmed with work, health stuff, crazy relationships, money issues, and other shit to feeling in control and at peace with your day-to-day? Then I want you to join me over at annamckenna.com, where I'm leveraging my 15 years of coaching the literal basics of taking control of your life and getting you to the other side, where you actually have money and are at peace with your kids, your spouse, your career, and you. Yes, this can happen for you, no matter where you're at today. And I'm not your typical woo-woo coach. I give you practical, real tools you can apply to really, truly get your shit together and make the change you really want to make in your life. Get on over to anna-mckenna.com and grab my bootcamp and workbook. You can also join my weekly love letter to you, packed, and I mean packed, with the real deal tools, offers, and discussion that matter. Hope to see you over there.
Some people do tend to get a little bit of bruising, and that's totally fine as well. You're going to make it is the whole like lesson that I want you to take away from this module. As long as you're careful and you take your time with your injections, no matter where you put it, either in your thigh or in the back of your arm, you're going to be fine. Just follow the directions. This is a generally very easy way to do it. Again, I tell everybody you might want to do it at night and then you just kind of go from there. So I might do this video again down the road, a little bit more polished perhaps, but this was really what the holdup was and why I was so scared to start. But I'm telling you, this needle, and I'm sure the needle in Wegovy and Mounjaro and whatever other medications you might be taking are generally pretty, small and easy to take. So I hope this was helpful. And we'll get back to the next module.
Welcome to the Girls Girl Podcast with Anna, Megan, Katie. We are three real girls, girls with one mission: to bring you the straight up, no nonsense, real talk, everything you are silently thinking and beyond.
On this pod, you can expect us to chat about all the things. Nothing is off limits here. We'll talk parenting, money, career, sex and relationships, and so much more. We'll bring on guests and experts and dish on real life challenges, wins, and goals.
Trust us, you're not going to want to miss this. Are you a real girl's girl? Then you're in the right place.